This is a Vocalo podcast. For more great shows, go to vocalo.org.
You're listening to Vocalo. This is Luis, and in the studio I have two special guests with me. I have Alicia Sowizdral. She's a professor at Harold Washington College, and also she writes about pop culture and media at popgoalsalicia.com. And Phaedra Babinshak, she's director of Chicago Slut Walk, and she's also a chapter leader at Chicago's Women, Action, and the Media. Alicia, Phaedra, thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I have you guys in the studio today because we have to have a conversation about... we're going to have, I think, a larger conversation about rape culture, but we want to talk, I guess, kind of about rape culture and comedy, because this is a conversation that's been going on for at least a year. Most recently, though, there was an incident where Lindy West, she's a staff writer at Jezebel.com, and she went on to a show, I think it was called Totally Biased. It's hosted, I think, by a comedian, and it's all about, I guess, they're talking about issues. I've never seen the show before. I saw this one clip. But she goes on there, and she's sort of trying to explain how comedians contribute to rape culture when they make jokes about rape, while on the other side of her in the debate chair was a comedian saying, well, just because you don't like what comedians are saying doesn't give you the right to be able to censor them. And that's sort of, the conversation continued from there. And, it really, I think, went viral, if you will, after she got a bunch of responses as a result of her appearance on that program on social media that were, pretty appalling. And a lot of them basically were promoting violence against her, rape and all this stuff, talking about her body, the way she looks and all these mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. And what she did was she read those responses, or at least part of those responses, did a video and posted it up on Jezebel. And then that really is what went viral. And everyone is like, oh, my God, look at the way this girl's being treated just for sharing her opinion. And it kind of it continued the conversation. But really, this conversation has been happening for a long time. I think you guys remember, too, Daniel Taj made a rape joke that was kind of an off-color joke. Maybe, Alicia, you can remind us about that joke.
I think it's important in this moment, too, and the girl who blogged about it, and there's been dialogue about this, too, to set up the scene of what a comedy club looks and feels like. Comedy clubs are often dark places. A lot of times you're in a basement, even possibly. And so it's a closed, dark space where people are usually drinking. And I do stand up in Chicago. So as a performer myself, I have witnessed the gender difference. And a lot of times there's way more men in the room than women. And a good portion of the time, most of the comics are men. So you have mostly men in the audience. You have a man on stage with a microphone. So you're already in what to women may not feel as a quote-unquote safe space. And so what Tosh did at the Laugh Factory, which is a chain, it's a very well-known established comedy club, and he was a headliner, and he made a rape joke. I don't remember what his exact joke was, but what spurred the response. So this particular woman in the audience responded by saying, like, hey, that's not funny, or she yeah. responded vocally.
Yeah, if I remember, she was basically, someone could argue that she was heckling him, and he just said, wouldn't it be funny if she were to be raped?
Well, right. And
right
I
now.
Didn't.
Right now. Exactly.
I didn't really want to bring the heckling thing in just yet, because personally, I don't necessarily feel like she was heckling. What a heckler does is defers from the joke. They're purposely antagonizing you. She was responding in a way that I think many people could also see as self-defense. So what happened was he responds by saying, yes, exactly what you said. Wouldn't it be funny if everyone in this club raped her? Now, that is a threat, like any way you slice it. And if you're going to tell me that that's a joke, it's not a joke when we live in a world where women are raped. I mean, we were looking up the statistics earlier, but it's something like in a woman's lifetime, the chances of her being raped are like 1 in 5. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very real threat that women live with on a daily basis that becomes sort of normalized. And so Tosh saying this, this girl legitimately felt threatened. Mm-hmm. And so then she blogged about it. And that's when kind of the whole debate started about what can and can't be said. And if you're a comedian, are you allowed to just make jokes about anything because it's humor? And Lindy West, is speaking to that in the debate as well.
So Phaedra, like when it comes to what you guys do at Slut Walk, like how does the message you guys are trying to send at Slut Walk sort of parallel?
Well, the message of Slut Walks are basically that you should not victim blame. It's never the victim's fault. And when comedians are joking about victims or why they got raped or that they brought it upon themselves, that's the issue. If you're going to joke about rape culture, that's a different thing, because rape culture is like what leads up to this normalizing of sexual violence against women. If you're making fun of the rapist and how up the rapist is, then that's okay. But the other scenario where you're making fun of the victim or the rape act itself, not so much.
And it's more than just like insensitive, right? I mean, there people say that it actually contributes to rape culture.
Yes. Yeah, because you're invalidating someone's feelings when they're like, this is not funny, this hurts, this is traumatic, and then you're like, oh no, it's funny, but it hasn't happened to you, so how can you say it's funny?
So the way it contributes, and just to, I think we were talking a little bit about this beforehand, this just even this term rape culture is maybe something people aren't really familiar with, and it's a hard pill to swallow, because you're basically admitting that you live in a society that condones violence against women. But that's just the nuts and bolts of it. We do. And that's not really up for debate. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and rattle off all the statistics, but they're out there. And if you speak to really any woman, I mean, I can sit here today and just share my experiences in the classroom as an educator, on stage as a stand-up, as a woman walking down the street, you know, and that is all valid without just research and statistics behind it.
Okay, let me just posit like another idea out there. So in these open mics oftentimes, and even the folks that are responding to people like Lindy West, someone could argue that the guys making these rape jokes, these really bad rape jokes, are bad comics that are open mics. You don't see them on stage as often. Tosh.0 would be an example where something like that happened. But by and large, you don't hear men making jokes about rape on a main stage necessarily. That's an argument someone could put out there. And that the people that are responding to Lindy West are also on the fringes in the same way that people who make racist remarks on websites that have comment sections are kind of in the fringes, and we should pay less attention to them. Is that also a contribution to rape culture, sort of dismissing the validity of these, you know, fringy, misogynistic people?
Yeah, it's pushing off responsibility and personal accountability. Just saying they're bad comics, that's not the case. It probably is a bad joke, but they shouldn't be joking about it. That's what it comes to. And the fact that they should be able to take the criticism instead of come back and just retaliate. It's like, okay, if you're a comic, you take criticism and then you improve from that criticism. Mm-hmm. You don't deny that the criticism exists.
Okay.
And ignore the problem.
Well, and just that, regarding just the idea of being like a bad comic, that's legitimate to a certain extent. And yeah, sure, to think that these people aren't going to get successful. But how do you, I mean, Tosh.0 started at open mics. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you become a successful comic. You go out to open mics, you work your jokes, you get so.
But he's also a provocateur. That's part of his jokes. His jokes are like being, he is extreme in the way that he tells jokes.
And he gets to be a provocateur because he doesn't live with the threat of violence the way that women do. But regarding the bad comics and it just being bad jokes, I agree with Phaedra. That's just another way to shirk responsibility and to not take accountability. That's like saying it doesn't matter that my dad makes rape jokes, like, and he has two daughters, you know, and I'm not saying my dad does, but generally speaking, there's an accountability that needs to be had, whether it's on a stage, whether it's in a classroom, whether it's on a date. The idea of it being bad jokes or that this isn't on the main stages, it is. It's everywhere. And if you look at the way women are outnumbered, both behind the screens and on the screens in film and television, in the music industry, in leadership positions, women don't have as much real power as the culture would like us to think we do, you know?
Well, Isn't there a difference between women having the kind of power that they should have, which should be 50-50, and sort of levying allegations of misogyny throughout the entire culture? Just because women are not in power doesn't mean that everybody who's involved in the power structure is misogynistic.
No, but it's a cultural misogyny. Like, it's embedded into our system. It's internalized sexism. We're talking just like gender studies 101 here. This is a whole history of it, you know? So it's acknowledging your complicity. And I think that's what the biggest frustration or the hardest part in my experience with men who I've dialogued, because I talk about this with all the men in my life, and few of them identify as feminists. So I feel like I'm talking to sort of the masses, you know? And I think the fear is I can't do anything about it. Like, I don't know how to actually make a change or do anything about it. So I'd rather just kind of stay out of it. Like, I don't know how to talk about it, or I don't know what will help. And sometimes all that you need to do, like, is in your group of dudes when somebody makes a rape joke, be like, yo, that's not cool, you know? I mean, and if you're a man who has any kind of relationship with women, if you know just one woman even, there's a chance that she's been a victim of either some kind of sexual harassment, street harassment, abuse, rape. You know, it's so normalized in women's lives. I mean, this is the hardest part, is these underlying things, you know. Like Jim Norton in the debate with Lindy West, one of the things he says is, everybody knows that it's just a joke. I mean, people know that rape is not okay. But that is not true. They don't. If people knew that, then we could laugh and, oh, ha, 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 go out, dress as whatever we want, walk home safely without our keys in our fists, you know? I mean, well, it's just not the reality.
Yeah, but I think what sounds like what he's saying, though, is like, he's like, a comedian is not making or being a catalyst for a rape to happen. It sounds like what he's saying. He's not saying that everyone knows it's a joke except for the people who are raping. It sounds like what he's doing is like pushing the responsibility off of the comic.
Yeah, he's basically saying, you know, what came first, the comic or the rape, right? And so rape already exists. So if you're a comic, you're allowed to access that because it's just a part of the culture. And that's where kind of what we were saying earlier is you can joke on the culture, you can make a joke about rape as an issue, but when the victim is the punchline, when the punchline is I'm going to rape you, or haha, wouldn't it be funny to rape this girl? That's not making a joke on the culture, and that's not helping anything. That's where you are reiterating it and basically saying it's okay to rape. And if you don't want to take accountability for that, and if you want to think that that's not what you're doing, I mean, for me personally, I just think that's a load of BS, because as a comic, as any kind of performer, as an educator, I mean, I have to do it in my classroom and think about the things that I'm saying to this room full of students, you know. You are responsible. You have, again, you have the privilege of having a mic, of having an audience, of having people who are listening to you. And if you don't want to participate in shifting the narrative or the dialogue in a more positive direction, that's fine. You don't have to. But like Lindy said, people who want to are going to respond.
Thank you again for joining me in the studio, Phaedra Babinchak, director of Chicago Slut Walk and chapter leader of Chicago's Women, Action, and the Media, and Alicia Sowisdral, professor at Harold Washington College and pop culture and media critic at popgoesalicia.com. Thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Vocalo Podcast. For more great shows, go to vocalo.org.